Deuteronomy Chapter 3. Then we turned, and went up the way to Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him, and all his people, and his land, into your hand, and you shall do unto him as you did unto Sihon king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we struck him until none was left to him remaining. And we took all his cities at that time, there was not a city which we took not from them, 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides unwalled towns a great many. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did unto Sihon king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children, of every city. But all the cattle, and the spoil of the cities, we took for a prey to ourselves. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side of Jordan, from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidonians call Syrian, and the Amorites call it Seir, all the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, unto Saleka and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og king of Bashan remained of the remnant of giants, behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron, is it not in rubber of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land, which we possessed at that time, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half the mountains of Gilead, and the cities thereof, gave I unto the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants. Yair the son of Manasseh took all the country of Argob unto the border of the Geshurites and the Moachathites, and called them after his own name, Bashan Havoth Yair, unto this day. And I gave Gilead unto Machir. And unto the Reubenites and unto the Gadites I gave from Gilead even unto the river Arnon half the valley, and the border even unto the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon. The plain also, with the Jordan as the border thereof, from Chinnereth even unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, unto the slopes of Pisgah on the east. And I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. You shall pass over armed before your brethren the children of Israel, all that are fit for war. But your wives, and your little ones, and your cattle, for I know that you have much cattle, shall abide in your cities which I have given you, until the Lord has given rest unto your brethren, as well as unto you, and until they also possess the land which the Lord your God has given them beyond the Jordan, and then shall you return every man unto his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto these two kings, so shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms through which you pass. You shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness, and your mighty hand, for what God is there in heaven or in earth, that can do according to your works, and according to your might? I pray you, let me go over, and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that pleasant mountain, and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and would not hear me, and the Lord said unto me, That is sufficient, speak no more unto me of this matter. Get up into the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and behold it with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So we abode in the valley over against Beth-peor.